Thought Force in Business and Everyday Life by William W. Atkinson. Preface. In justice to myself, I think it well to state that this work has been somewhat hastily prepared from the notes used by me in certain of lectures. The lessons give herein practically being the syllabi of the said lectures. In the lectures and in this work, my one and only purpose has been to acquaint the students with the means of developing and effectively using the might forces latent within him. Personal magnetism and psychic influence. To this end, I have scarified all pretensions to literary style, all attempts to secure felicity of diction. I have felt that I had a message to deliver, and I endeavoured to deliver it promptly, clearly, and plainly, without any attempt at fine writing. If a homely word seemed to express my thought, I used it. If a slang term or semi-slang phrase seemed to fit in it went. I trust that my critics will spare themselves the trouble of pointing out my many defects of style and composition. I fully realise these things. I have subordinated everything else in my endeavour to make this work plain and practical. This is an explanation, not an apology. With the above understanding between us, I submit this little work to your kind consideration. Whilst fully cognizant of its defects, I still feel that it will be helpful to some of the many who are endeavouring to overcome unfavourable environments, which it may serve as a guidepost, pointing out the past to better things. I feel that it will do its share of the work of removing fear thought from the minds of men, replacing I can't with I can and I will. I feel that I must do these things, for it contains within it the germs of a mighty truth. William W. Atkinson, Chicago, December 1900. The nearer to the practical men keep, the less they deal in vague and abstract things. The less they deal in huge, mysterious words, the mightier is their power. Thomas L. Harris. Views of other writers, erroneous theories, vegetarianism, celibacy, vital fluid, deep breathing, real progress made by investigation, not by theories, existence of personal magnetism unquestioned, a self-evident truth, results not theories, no pet theories advanced. Accept nothing that you cannot demonstrate. Theories are but mighty soap bubbles with which the grown-up children of science amuse themselves. The majority of writers upon this subject have devoted nearly all their efforts, as well as their space, to proving, first, that personal magnetism really existed, and secondly, that the phenomenon was best accounted for by some pet theory of their own. Some attribute the power of influencing men to the use of a vegetarian diet, notwithstanding the fact that some of the most magnetic individuals make graveyards of their stomachs. Others insist that in celibacy and abstinence from sexual intercourse may be found the secret, notwithstanding the fact that the majority of magnetic individuals do not differ in their sexual customs from their less magnetic brothers. Others hold that the magnetic force abounds in the air around us to absorb great quantities of the vital fluid, charging ourselves with force in the manner of the storage battery, and so on, each with his little pet theory. Now, I have no fault to find with the systems above mentioned. Although not leading a life of celibacy, I see much good in the doctrine of continence, and there can be no two opinions.